rag goes beyond vidis. Because ultimately, rag is for relishment. Vidis is for basic infrastructure. Once one goes beyond to the platform of considering how to create newer taste for the purpose of sweetness in the listener. And who is the listener? Listener is Krishna, Radha and Krishna, Mahaprabhu. Sweetness means from the heart, feelings, that which creates, you know, a particular sentiment or mood in the expression of the holy name or in the expression of any bhajan. It helps to support the mood of the bhajan or support the flow of the heart sentiments in devotional service to Krishna. And anyway, you don't have to be so puritanical or fanatical, especially when you're having fun. And besides, you know, this tune really doesn't need an explanation because that's just the way it is. So happens that this tune is primarily in Darbari rag, but because Darbari rag is part of, is let's say, within the family, it is called tut, within the Ashavari tut. So if other Ashavari tut tunes are mixed with it, it simply serves to enhance, in certain respects, to show a different, shed a different light on the rag, so that, you know, for relishment purposes. So it just so happens that this tune is a tune that was, it's created of a couple of different Ashavari tut, let's say, tunes, or Ashavari tut rags, I mean to say, which, let's say, are based mainly in the Darbari rag, and it sounds good the way they did it, you know, and doesn't have to be, let's say, modified in any way to pander to anyone's Vedic concepts in order to, in order to be beautiful, you know, on its own merit. So there, yeah. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.